In this country, gas prices are surging again. According to AAA, the average price per gallon across the country is a little more than $2.50 a gallon.
Yeah, and it's even more around here, Madeline, like $3 a gallon, which is why I've been driving on fumes for the last week. I don't know if I can wait it out. Thankfully, though, NPR's Mike Pesca is here to help explain why gas prices are so high.
Philip Verliger, oil expert, economist, self-styled realist, looks at his local filling station, looks at the daily newspaper, and doesn't make the same connection that everyone else is making.
I worked for Greenspan for a year in the government. Greenspan would say, well, there's a fear premium in the price of oil. There's no fear premium in the price of oil.
The former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, and just about everybody who's ever written a summation of rising oil prices, can't help but think, hey, oil comes from troubled regions. That must affect prices. The latest variation of this thought comes every time Hugo Chavez sniffs the sulfurous emanations of President Bush. Oil watchers wonder a little bit about the stability of the Venezuelan leader and the huge oil fields he lords over. Hugo Chavez is a compelling figure and certainly someone for an oil trader to keep an eye on. But Lisa Marganelli, author of Oil on the Brain, says gas prices are the result of the simplest calculation of all. Demand is so much greater than supply.
It's not like Econ 101, where when widget prices get high, people stop using widgets. We just keep right on driving.
The world's demand for oil knows fewer limits, just as the capacity to produce oil is hamstrung, says Philip Verliger.
It seems like every morning you wake up and there is yet another problem at a refinery.
Refineries are pumping out oil at something like 96% of their capacity, and this is the season when they retool in order to switch blends. That always results in higher gas prices. The oil companies say they'd love to build more refineries, but most experts will tell you that's not the case. They're making money hand over fist with things as they are. So it's a kind of gridlock, and that means higher prices. The refineries were hit hard by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005, and a huge fire swept through the BP refinery in Texas City that year. But smaller mishaps have also beset refineries. One problem is that the oil companies bought out and laid off workers when gas prices were low in the 90s, and Verliger says they're feeling the pinch today.
Now that with everything's booming, they can't find the chemical engineers, and they have to pay over $100,000 to hire these kids straight out of college.
And if you think gas prices are bad now, Verliger says it could get a lot worse.
You have no idea how high it could get if a couple more refineries were to go down and if the EPA did not relax environmental standards.
And so consumers and consumer reporters are obsessed with rising prices, as Dateline NBC recently noted.
I just can't believe how much it cost me to fill up my gas tank.
Pain at the pump.
Anchor people love that phrase. Here's Diane Sawyer.
Pain at the pump.
Local news has its own angle.
Gas prices are picking the pockets of North Carolinians once again.
Turns out Philadelphians fare no better.
Whew, talk about sticker shock. Anyone who's filled up their car's gas tank lately couldn't miss the huge price hike that just hit the pumps.
Funny thing about that last clip from 2003.
According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $1.60 in Pennsylvania.
Prices might fluctuate, but Lisa Marganelli notes that the complaints are pretty constant.
If you put a microphone in front of anyone at a gas station at any time, 98% of those Americans are going to say that the oil is too expensive. It's like talking about the weather for us.
And it's also, they could be making that comment as they take a swig from their bottled water, which costs more.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
We're a little messed up about oil.
Yeah, and we're not that logical about bottled water, by the way. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.